glad that y'all are here. It's good to be at church on Christmas Day. Amen. We ought to be here. It's good. I know some churches have dismissed, and that's fine, but I like being at church on Jesus' birthday, or the day we claim is his birthday. But Peggy, she has got a special word that she wants to share, and so why don't you come on up and do that? Okay, let me get off mute here. There we go. There you go. Mm-hmm.
And what better day to share a testimony than Christmas? I'm giving God all the glory and honor today for who he is and his faithfulness to use us when we make ourselves available to him. We have those people in our lives who God uses to encourage us and spur us on to walk by faith and not by sight. And 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified Version. For we walk by faith, we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction, our belief, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk, not by sight or appearance. And that's what I'm so grateful for today, for as part of believers here at Willow, as a part of a believer here. We have people that spur us on and encourage us to walk by faith and not by sight. But today, I just want to thank Doug and Monica Shea, our worship leaders, for encouraging me to exercise my God-given authority and power as a child of God. This is just a little personal evidence in my life, just a little thing, but a great thing. A couple of weeks ago, I got sick, really sick with the flu. And for singers, it's not a welcoming thing. I mean, all of us, I'm sure everybody here has had some kind of cough or something, but when you have a passion for worshiping God with your vocal cords, your voice, it's like, oh no. And on Monday, before this last Wednesday, which was our second practice for Christmas Eve, I called Doug and I said, you're going to have to probably make some other arrangements for my part in it. And he said, let's wait till Wednesday. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, listen to me. And so I said, okay. And, you know, when you're the one in it, when you're the one that's having to do the walking by faith and not by sight, it's not very easy sometimes, right? So we depend on our brothers and sisters here to spur us on and to encourage us. Well, on Tuesday, I think he texted and said, how are you doing? And, you know, not that much better. So on Wednesday, I think I called him again, and he's still, you know, he says, well, come to practice. I'm just thinking, okay. And just to make a long story short, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful because last night, and this is how it is, a lot of times when we're walking by faith and not by sight, not by what we hear today with our raspy voice or our sore throat, but we're going to stand there believing God for who he is and that his word is true and it does not come back empty. It accomplishes what it says it's going to do, and we're going to open our mouth and then he's going to take over. And so I just say thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Peggy. Thanks, Peggy. If you were here last night, I did not know she was struggling with anything last night. That's amazing. That's amazing. We give God praise. And that song that she sang, Silent Night, was a version written by one of your friends. Is that what I understood? That was beautiful. I thought, that is an incredible take on that old hymn. That was great. The thing that all of you don't know, well, a few of you do know this, is that all of this past week, from about Monday until yesterday, Doug was also suffering with the flu and had to put the whole thing together. Y'all show your appreciation to him, the whole team, what they did. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen.
We prayed for him.
Whoa! Here! He's here?
Yeah.
Okay, amen. I'm sorry, Doug. Just some good things are happening here.
This is just another encouragement.
Where
another encouragement for the church body, because a year and a half ago, well, in May of 2015, my nephew had a car wreck, and they had a traumatic brain injury. And I know I sent out prayers begging. He was in a coma for two, 3 weeks. And it was the most awful time in our lives, our family. And sorry, Jake, here he sits.
Well, there he sits. Amen. Wow.
He's a sophomore. No, he's a freshman. He's finishing his freshman year.
Wait. You're talking
okay.
over people.
Sorry.
Okay, now
he's finishing his freshman year, or just fixing to start spring semester at University of Arkansas, majoring in mathematics. With a traumatic brain injury, and his skull was removed for 6-7 months. It was just a helmet and skin over brain, and you know, so we just went, you guys prayed, the world was praying that those times. So I know that you know about Jake, and I wanted you to see a face.
There you go, Jake. Raise your hand. Everybody's looking. There he is, right here. Okay. How encouraging. How encouraging. Well, bless God. And we got some really good. Yeah. I don't know. Eli Fielding, the young man we prayed for, had staph infection. He was here last night with his family, Jacob Fielding's brother. For those who know, Jacob's the one who ended this, who rocked out the last song, okay? So Eli was here, and we give God praise and just some great things through his healing as well. Another young man that I talked to, some of you know, I'll not give all the details, but just seeing him, I mean, yesterday at the end of the service, he came up and he said, I am ready to be baptized. I have walked out of the light, out of the darkness and into the light, and I'm ready to be baptized. And just an incredible story. Amen. Give God praise for that. And then Stephanie was telling me another testimony down here of just something. It was just, I'm just shocked. I'm shocked at just, you know, God's turning people's hearts in such quick fashion. It's stunning. It's the work of the Lord, and we give God praise for all of it. Y'all give him praise. Amen. Amen. Wow. Just so many good things. And I got a really good thing here. This is going to be about a 4-minute message, okay? Yay. Amen. Before I quickly let you out of here, let me just tell you a couple of things. We had our 21 days of prayer and fasting that start on January the 8th. So we'll have prayer guides and things like that available for you starting next Sunday. They'll be out, and we'll also use our Facebook account as well as our website that you can go through those things. Last night, I forgot to mention this with all that was going on. We went Facebook Live, didn't we, Darren? Facebook Live, that was our first live broadcast. Oh, yes, all across the world. We had 8 visitors, yes, you know. So. Worldwide impact, that's us. So, anyway, but it's up there now if you want to go and see it. They put it back up. Anyway, what else? Oh, and now, hello, world. Hello. Oh, Cecil is on it. God bless you, Cecil and Simonia. So glad y'all are with us here this evening. Amen. Or this morning. Amen. All right. So we got 21 days of prayer and fasting. Also, if you're giving, you need to get your checks, or if you're going to send things through PushPay or PayPal, get those done before January 1st. The office will be closed, so you can't bring those things up here. You can just mail them in as long as they're postmarked. We're good. Okay. I preached this message, actually I didn't preach, it was all on the screen. It was all on the screen on Christmas Eve 2012. It was just, it was a silent message. And so I want to speak this word to you today. What if Jesus had not been born? No Christmas Eve service, no Christmas carols, no Santa, no presents. World history would be completely altered. Islam would have dominated Europe. There would have been no Spain. There would have been no Christopher Columbus, no England, no pilgrims, no colonies, and no America as we know it. I want you to think, just think of the nations where either Jesus has been forced out or he and his teachings have not been embraced. Think of that world, a world filled with tyranny, genocide, mass murder, ignorance, injustice, poverty, violence, slavery, human trafficking, suppression of women, segregation, inadequate health care, exploitation of the weakest, and domination by the strongest, limited or no educational opportunities, fatalism. Today, I mean, just take Jesus out of the mix. You just take him out of the mix, and that is what you get. Even here from our region, if you were to take Jesus out of our region, there's no St. Luke's Hospital, no Methodist Hospital, no MD Anderson, no Herman Hospital, no Baylor College of Medicine, or St. John's Hospital, or even Bentaub Hospital. Take Jesus out of Brazosport. No churches. No Salvation Army. No Dream Center. No River of Hope. No Habitat for Humanity. No Food Basket. No Brazosport Cares. No Brazosport Medical Center. True to Life Ministries. No Brazoria County Cavalry. No Prison Ministries. No Brazosport Christian School or Our Lady Queen of Peace. There's no Christian daycares, there's no Christian preschools, and fewer volunteers all across the community. Individual acts of generosity and compassion have been significantly reduced because there is no Jesus. Productivity driven by Christian worldview of work and the marketplace is measurably less. Without Jesus' birth, we're lost. We're unforgiven. We're sinners. We're alienated from God. We are dominated by sin. We are oppressed by the devil. We are under judgment. There is no hope. There is no peace. There's no way out. Our earthly life is empty, and our eternal home is hell. Without Jesus' birth, the evening of December 4th, is just another silent night. But Jesus was born. Europe was Christianized. Christopher Columbus did sail. The pilgrims did come to America. Christianity did influence our founding fathers and our nation's foundational documents. The Christian worldview has greatly impacted our nation's morality, its economic success, its educational advancements, its judicial system, its healthcare system, foreign aid, and even environmental stewardship. The birth of Jesus, his death, his burial, and his resurrection has been the greatest source of good the world has ever known. Because of his birth, There is justice. There is prosperity. There is truth. There is forgiveness. There is freedom. There is acceptance. There is fruitfulness. There is power. There is joy. There is healing. There is reconciliation. There is cleansing. There is grace. There is victory. There is redemption. There is abundance. There is security. There's deliverance and strength and courage and gifts and life. And there is unity. There is peace. There is hope. There is love. And so, this night, Christmas Eve, is more than just a silent night. It is a holy night. And all is calm. And all is bright. Amen. I want y'all to stand with me. And I'd like for us to sing. Monica, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're going to sing one of the great Christmas hymns. Let me see if I can. I had it here a moment ago. Let's see. Yes, 89. O come, all you faithful. O come, all you faithful. Amen. Y'all know this one? Danny, maybe you can find it. O come, all you faithful. Amen. We're going to dismiss with this. And we're going to, if y'all wouldn't mind, let's repeat the last one. Oh, do you need it? Yeah, can you play it? Yeah. Eight, or Elaine? She's got it. Okay, back us up. Let's do it. Can y'all do it? Yeah. 89, O come all you faithful. There we go. God bless you. If you need prayer, I'll be down here at the end of the service. Love to pray with you. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Come and behold him.
Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
On the last, yea, Lord, we greet thee.
Yea, Lord, we greet thee. For this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Give him praise. Give him praise. Amen. And now let me speak this blessing over you, this benediction, as we leave kind of this old year and enter into this new season. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, may he this day encourage your heart and strengthen it with every good deed and word, all for his glory and great name's sake. Amen. God bless you. I love you.